Welcome everyone to the LifeInvestigated.com podcast today on this December the 31st, 2024, the last day of 2024. I must say that I'm not disappointed to see it go. I think as with many people, 2024 has been a very trying year. But then again, as I say that, I suppose most every year these days are trying years. But we had a lot go on this year, and we will have a lot go on in 2025. I guess we can just take a fresh perspective and evaluate what has happened in the past year and anticipate what will come this year. I'm looking at some of the headlines this morning, and this is primarily the focus of this podcast today. Over the last 5 or 6 years in any social media that I have dealt with, on my personal pages, etc., about once a month I will make a post reminding the American citizens that China is our enemy. And we all do this. We all continue to support China by buying Chinese-made products. And part of that is because of the retail outlets that we have available to us to purchase our products from. Buy so many imported products from China, and it's almost like we really don't have a great choice. I know in conservative media, they advertise a lot of American-made products. They've got a lot of American, nothing more than really drop shipping outlets that are advertising on their media now, buy American, buy American. And maybe all the products they sell are American-made, but as I've researched them, I could go on direct to the website of the manufacturer and buy a lot of these products myself without going through a drop shipper or a third party. And most of the stuff that they have are not things that are really needed in everyday life. There are a lot of stuff they sell as luxuries, as far as things that you might use sometime and probably never use, but might be nice to have. And truthfully, they're kind of overpriced when you start putting an additional vendor in there to purchase through. So, but the retailers want to make money. They want to make big money. Some of them do. And so hopefully Trump will be able to do a little something with China, but I think China gave him a handful last time. They're going to give him a handful this time. It'll be hard to deal with, obviously. I was looking at a New York Times headline today. China hacked Treasury Department in major breach, the U.S. says. The episode comes at a particularly sensitive moment, just as the Biden White House is dealing with one of the most far-reaching and damaging hacks into American infrastructure in the cyber age. One of China's intelligence agencies hacked the U.S. Treasury Department, gaining access to the workstations of government employees and unclassified documents, according to the puppets in the Biden administration. This is the latest in a series of embarrassing surveillance operations against American institutions. It was unclear from the Treasury's limited first account of the episode exactly what the hackers were seeking. Well, come on now. You're hacking into any federal system. What are they looking for? Information. Information that they will use against us somewhere, somehow. Whether it's they're manipulating stock market, manipulating currency, whatever it is. If they're hacking a federal government agency, obviously they're after the nation. What are they seeking? They're seeking control of the United States of America. I've said this over and over and over. Folks, you got to start calling your senators. Now, here in Virginia, we got two that it doesn't do much to call either one of them. I'll have to admit, Tim Kaine's pretty much useless. Mark Warner might listen to you every now and then, but especially if you're coming from a conservative standpoint, you're not going to get too far with them. But you still need to petition them. You still need to continually ask them, what are we doing? How are we defending against all of these cyber attacks? I mean, the government's already said they've hacked our entire communication system. They've gotten access, phone numbers, personal information of practically every cell phone holder. I'm talking about General John Q. Public. They've got that information. They've hacked that information. It's been revealed to us, which I've been saying they've been doing for years, and nobody listens. Of course, you know, I'm a peon down here stuck on the mountain, but there have been many other more prominent voices trying to get some attention to some of this subject matter also. So now the government's admitting, they hacked us. So we also know that, or according to this article, they've also hacked the unsecured lines of President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Vance, which that seems so silly to me that you have the two top officials, elected officials, coming into office in this nation, and they were not provided encrypted cell phones. Not necessarily that the encryption would even work, but, I mean, when you've got a wide-open line, come on now. There's probably a 15-year-old kid sitting somewhere in their bedroom in America could do the same thing. I can't, but, you know, probably is someone around that could. So that's absolutely asinine in itself. In recent months, a series of revelations have shown how a sophisticated Chinese intelligence group called Salt Typhoon penetrated deep into at least 9 U.S. telecommunication firms. 9. So, that would probably cover a lot of us, right? I mean, so probably a lot of us, just everyday John Q. citizen out here, our information is out there in the hands of the Chinese. What will they do to it? Who knows? Who knows what their future plans are? I guess for one thing, if they ever did decide to completely take America over, they would already have a list of the ones who were most likely to rebel against them. They would probably target us first and either kill us or lock us up would probably be the first things they would do. It lets them know what goes on in American life. It lets them know how to assimilate their spies into the American culture. Well, here's what Americans think. Here's the terminology Americans use. Here's the type of text messages they write, et cetera, et cetera. Here's where they go. Because, you know, some people, they post their entire life. Every time they blow their nose, man, they post it on Facebook. And it's like nothing's protected anymore. I'm talking about from the people doing the posting. They're not embarrassed to put anything on there. They live their life out on social media, seeking the attention of others and the acclamation of others, whatever, or the validation from others. So our entire culture is exposed out there, and what the heck? You start getting into people's personal text messages, and not only do you see how Americans function, you get potentially damaging information that can be released if it ever came down to it. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons that they want to know what Americans are talking about, okay? And they're breaching your rights. It's an act of war. As I said in a previous podcast, as far as I'm concerned, when they, China, the Wuhan lab, intentionally released the coronavirus. And many of you are going to fact check me. Oh, no. It was from Wuhan. At least you will. At least you fools will admit that now. That it was from the lab in China. That it was actually indeed the China virus, as Trump called it all those years ago. But it was an accidental leak. You're full of crap. It was not an accidental leak. It was done intentionally. It was done as a precursor. It was done as a test run. And it was done as an act of war. That's what was done. You need to get your thick head out of the sand or out of your backside and start seeing what's going on in this nation, that we are under attack. And we have been under attack. We have been infiltrated by the Chinese government. Our politicians, many of the politicians, are in China's back pocket. I'm not just talking about the Biden criminal enterprise, the rest of them, senators and congressmen on both sides of the aisle are in China's pocket. You're already starting to see the resistance in the Republican Party. All this BS about, we're gonna promote the president's agenda and we're gonna get it done this time. It's the same thing that was happening in 2016. If you will remember, many of you are excited about the Republicans having the executive in both of the legislative houses and having the majority on the Supreme Court, supposedly, of conservatives. And I say that supposedly, not so sure about that sometimes, but here's the deal. When he came into office first time, he had the same thing, except for the Supreme Court potentially. He had the same thing. Paul Ryan worked every step against him from the very start, as well as that worthless Mitch McConnell in Kentucky. It's pathetic. And it's the same thing this time. He's supporting Mike Johnson. He supported Paul Ryan for a while. And Speaker of the House, well, I got a feeling Johnson's going to turn the coat on him. And this guy, the leader of the new majority leader of the Senate, his name's a Thune. It's kind of escaping me at the moment, but either way, I mean, he's not going to be any better. He's not really going to be that much better than Mitch McConnell. He will just have different pet peeves than Mitch McConnell, and there will be different entities in his pocket, or he's in their pocket, I should say, that he will elevate their platforms and work against Trump too. I really think he was the exact wrong one for the Senate to pick. Of course, that's what they do. That way they can do these senators who their pockets are lined by foreign entities and the industrial complex, the war complex, the pharmaceutical complex. They can continue to fill their pockets up, but now blame it on somebody else. That when they can blame it on the Democrats, they'll blame it on the Democrats. If not, they'll blame it on their leader, their Senate Majority Leader. So, it's all BS. Listen, folks, it's all BS. Trump's not going to get a lot changed this time either. He's only got 2 years before he has to go through another major test to see if he can even reclaim or keep majority, which he really don't have majority now as far as I'm concerned, if you really think about it. But bottom line is we're under attack. China is our enemy, folks. Please understand, China is an enemy of the United States of America. So a very interesting article. It's really not a new revelation. We've already known this attack's been happening. It's the first time I've seen any disclosure about the Treasury Department. So, you know, all we can do is be prepared, do our best to survive, call on our God, and ask His help and oversight and overshadowing upon us and upon our families. We're always going to have an enemy in this life. This life is, well, I got to tell you, this life is not designed to be easy. Not since the fall of man, anyway, in the Garden of Eden, all those many years ago. It's just not designed to be easy. It's called a sinful world. So we're going to have to battle and fight every day. And speaking of that, I have a new online ministry that deals specifically with Bible scriptures, with teaching, a deeper knowledge, i.e. the name of the ministry and the website. It's deeperknowledgechurch.online. Deeper Knowledge Church, one word. deeperknowledgechurch.online. I'm posting weekly teachings there and weekly prayers, intercessory prayers for the nation and the world. If you have an interest in specifically spiritual matters, I would ask that you would go to that website, sign up on the contact form so I can keep you abreast of things. We're going to be doing some live teaching via electronic media, Teams, Zoom, something like that. One of those platforms that we can all get together and lift each other up and encourage each other and hear each other's views. But I have to have you contact me to know that you want to be a part of that. I've just started a series this past Sunday on the reality of Satan, God's archenemy. And since Satan is God's archenemy,